This is IGN.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Final Fantasy 16 update details and a Rising Tide expansion release date have been revealed. It's Monday, March 25th, and this is IGN News. Square Enix has announced a release date of April 18th, 2024 for its upcoming Final Fantasy 16 DLC, The Rising Tide. The company revealed the date along with a glistening new trailer, showing off a much better look at how the story content will expand upon Clive and Company's journey. It seems to be shaping up to add even more cinematic encounters to a game that is known for larger-than-life battles, but the trailer's real highlight has to be the battle between Ifrit and Leviathan. The Final Fantasy XVI The Rising Tide trailer features more details in its description. An unmarked letter arrives at the hideaway containing a request most curious. The dominant of Leviathan, long-lost icon of water, is in need of rescue, the synopsis says. To heed this call, Clive and his companions must journey to Mysidia, a hidden land under a blue sky, where they will uncover the tragic history of a forgotten people. Final Fantasy XVI launched exclusively for PlayStation 5 last year. While The Rising Tide is set to add more content for players to enjoy, it isn't Square Enix's first expansion for the game. Players received the first DLC chapter, Echoes of the Fallen, back in December. To help catch fans up to speed, Square Enix published additional information about The Rising Tide in a new PlayStation blog post. New additions include increased level caps of 60 for the story and action-focused modes and 110 for Final Fantasy mode. The DLC will also give Clive a set of new watery icon abilities, while those looking for endgame content will find extra challenge and leaderboards to climb in a new addition called Kairos Gate. The Rising Tide will be available to purchase separately or as part of the Final Fantasy XVI expansion pass for $24.99. Those who purchase either option will receive a reimagined version of the Cortana from Final Fantasy XIV, as well as Torn from the Heavens and Through the Maelstrom Orchestrion roles for the Hideaway. Square Enix adds that version 1.30 will arrive free for all Final Fantasy XVI players on April 18, too. While Final Fantasy XVI is currently only available for PS5, Square Enix said that a PC version is in the final stages of optimization earlier this month. When it does eventually come to other platforms, more players will get to enjoy a new version of an experience that we gave a 9 out of 10. In our review, we said, Final Fantasy XVI will very likely be looked back upon as a turning point for mainline Final Fantasy games, taking its combat fully in the direction of an action game. But I hope that conversation doesn't overshadow its dark and captivating tale, memorable characters, and the innovative ways in which it helps you keep track of it all. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest game and console updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.